So, hello, Audio Boo. Sitting here in the cinema, just about to start watching The Hobbit. And I was quite happy to find out that my local cinema, Odeon Cinema, had audio description. So, sitting here through the trailers to watch The Hobbit. I heard lots about it, loads of reviews, good and bad, so looking forward to it.
There's nothing quite like a Royal Caribbean holiday.
And the screen is pretty small, but it's filling up quite nicely.
Recommend us. Atoll protected.
Oh, just dipped my hand in the coke, which they over. Hold on, babe. Hold on. Sorry. So what I was trying to say there was that there was a drink of Coke that we'd bought that had overflown and was a bit wet on the outside. But anyway, so back from The Hobbit last night. I really don't know what the critics were going on about. There's about at least 5 battle scenes in The Hobbit. So plenty of action. So definitely not as boring as you'd expect. The thing I did find interesting that were there were a lot of parallels to The Lord of the Rings. Like, for example, at the beginning, the Hobbit and the Dwarves all get together in Hobbit's Hole, and they have a little bit of a party, which is sort of a reminder of Bilbo's and Frodo's birthday party in The Lord of the Rings in the first film. And also, near the very end of the film, by the way, there's a couple of spoilers in this, where Thorin is attacked. It's sort of very, very similar. Seeing as it's near the very end of the film, it's very similar to when Boromir is attacked in The Lord of the Rings at the end of that first film, The Fellowship of the Rings. I guess the scene with The Hobbit where everybody talked about that they spent far too long on the washing of the dishes and so on, I think that was important because it gives it a light-hearted air to the film. There's comedy all the way through, so Peter Jackson gets the essence of The Hobbit really well. But then nevertheless, there's still dark elements, you know, there's horrible creatures that chase these guys and they have to fight against, you know, you've got the stone giants when they leave the Hidden Valley, which they have to fight and so on. And so having that light-hearted comedy, I think, worked really well. I think it was maybe a minute or two too long, but it's nothing to worry about. And at the end of the day, it's a very good film. Also, what they do is, in The Hobbit, they mention a lot about the necromancer, and Gandalf has to go and fight off the necromancer at some point. But they don't. In the book, J.R.R. Tolkien doesn't really explain what the necromancer is or anything like that. And The Hobbit basically gives you a lot more detail into that, and how it was all planned and how the fight against the necromancer was being planned. And I'm assuming the second and third films they'll show more of the action, and so on. Also, you get more of an idea of, for example, why Thorin was called Thorin Oakenshield and so on, which I'm not going to spoil for any of you. But at the end of the day, very good film, really well done, nice light-hearted comedy juxtaposed with against a more darker nature. Definitely recommend it if you haven't seen it already. And don't worry about it. Again, it's all very subjective. You might not agree with me, but I really think they've done the film justice. And it really didn't deserve such negative press. Because even though you do get to about chapter 6 in the actual book, there's a lot more backstory explained, and there's a lot more things put into context. So The Hobbit, probably, I personally will give it 4.5 stars out of 5. And again, I didn't give it 5 stars because of maybe that scene with the partying was a little bit too long, and also there were some parallels to The Lord of the Rings which I didn't think were too necessary. So 4.5 stars for me for The Hobbit.